Spotlight. Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight program. I am Anubha Rohatgi, and the topic for discussion is Finland's president visit to India, strengthening bilateral ties. Former Ambassador Ashok Sajjanhar now joins me to share his views on this topic. Mr. Sajjanhar, welcome to Akashvani's Spotlight program.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Ashokji, the president of Finland, Mr. Alexander Stubb, is on a four-day visit to India. What is the significance of this visit for the relations between the two countries?
President of Finland, Mr. Alexander Stubb, is here actually on an invitation to be the chief guest of the Raisina Dialogue. This is the 11th edition of the Raisina Dialogue that is organized in New Delhi. It started in 2016 as a very small gathering of participants and countries. I think there were just about 25 countries that were there at the beginning. Today, there are more than 125 countries and more than 3,500 participants. So, Mr. Stubb today was the keynote speaker at that particular conference. But in addition to that, of course, the president of Finland wears many other hats. And he's come here to basically take forward the partnership between India and Finland. Both India and Finland are vibrant, robust democracies. So in terms of values, they are very much together. And even as far as bilateral cooperation in different fields is concerned, whether it is in innovation, technology, critical minerals, AI, etc., both of them have a very strong partnership. As the Prime Minister said, the bridge over the river Chenab, the highest bridge in the world, has been constructed with the help of the Finnish technologists and support. Also, the largest biofuel plant in Numaligarh in India has also been the largest in the world, has been constructed with Finnish technology. In addition to that, it is also a very strong member, a very active member of the Nordic setup, and India-Nordic relations over the last few years have been scaling new heights. The first India-Nordic summit, and Nordic consists of five countries. Finland is a very important part of that. That was held in Sweden at the invitation of the Prime Minister of Sweden at that time. And this was in 2018. And the second one was held in 2022 in Copenhagen, Denmark. And the third one was held last year in May. But then because suddenly there was the terrorist attack from Pakistan in Pahalgam and resultant Operation Sindoor that was launched by India. So Prime Minister could not travel. And it is expected that this summit will take place now in May of this year. And the last, but definitely not the least, one of the most important is that it's a very strong member of the European Union. The 27 members of the European Union, it became a member of that body in 1995. And very recently, we had the visit of the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, and the President of the European Council. And we signed the India-EU FTA, which has been hanging fire for 18 years. So I think in all areas, Finland has a very important role to play. And those are all the areas that have been discussed during the visit of Mr. Stubb and his interactions with the Prime Minister today.
As you just said that the Finnish President met Prime Minister Narendra Modi earlier today, and the two leaders discussed ways to strengthen cooperation across a wide range of sectors. So let's first listen to what Prime Minister Modi said.
President Stubb ki is yatra mein hum Bharat-Finland sambandhon ko ek strategic partnership in digitalization and sustainability ka roop de rahe hain. Ye partnership AI से लेकर 6G टेलीकॉम तक, क्लीन एनर्जी से लेकर क्वांटम कंप्यूटिंग तक, कई हाईटेक क्षेत्रों में हमारे सहयोग को गति और ऊर्जा देगा. साथ ही डिफेंस, स्पेस, सेमीकंडक्टर और क्रिटिकल मिनरल जैसे की सेक्टर्स में भी साझेदारी और गहरी बढ़ेगी. भारत और फिनलैंड जैसे लोकतांत्रिक और जिम्मेदार देशों की यह स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप पूरे विश्व के लिए trustworthy technology or supply chain sunishchit karne mein yogdan degi.
Mr. Sajjanhar, what is the message going out when the Prime Minister talks of how a strategic partnership between New Delhi and Helsinki will contribute to ensuring trustworthy technology and supply chains for the entire world, especially in the present context?
As far as the world is concerned, there is great turmoil, there's great turbulence, and there is a paucity of trust between different countries, particularly between major powers. So here, when India and Finland signed this agreement, decided to enter into this relationship of strategic partnership, particularly in the area of digitalization and sustainability. Both of these elements are very important, because when we are talking about digitalization, this means that both the countries want to use the latest technologies to improve the living conditions of their own people and also create an ecosystem around the world that will be beneficial to everyone. The other aspect is of sustainability, which is that while economic progress takes place, it must be done with an eye to the climate, to preserving the engaging in producing green energy and ensuring that no harm comes to the environment. So in that context, this is very important. And the significance increases even further because Finland is a front runner as far as new technologies are concerned, particularly in the area of circular economy, particularly in the area of green transition, green energy. So that aspect, India will be able to collaborate with it. Also in the area of artificial intelligence, 5G, 6G, quantum computing, critical and emerging technologies, innovation, these are all areas in which Finland has great strengths. And we, of course, are aware of it. But the infrastructure, the largest international telecom infrastructure, is led by Nokia. And even in India, we have the largest international telecom infrastructure from that particular company. So I think there are a large number of areas where we can work together. And this was also one of the areas on which agreement was signed today, that is on environmental cooperation. So sustainability is a very important part of bilateral collaboration and partnership between India and Finland.
Just a few weeks ago, Finland's Prime Minister Petteri Orpo was in New Delhi to participate in the India AI Impact Summit, where he spoke about how public and private sector investments are coming together to take artificial intelligence research and applications in Finland to the next level. So how can India leverage Helsinki's expertise to its advantage in this crucial field? Especially, I want your comment on the fact that he spoke about how the public and private sector investments are coming together in Finland.
I think this is a very important subject that the Prime Minister of Finland, when he participated in the AI Impact Summit in India last month, that he raised this issue. I think this is also the way forward on which India can progress, because we have seen that normally governments nowhere have those sort of resources that they can invest in the new technologies and take them forward. In any case, we have seen that much of the innovation that comes about comes from the private sector. So I think if there is a mutual collaboration between the public sector and the private sector, it is beneficial for both the public and the private sectors and for the people at large. As far as the innovation is concerned, it will help it to foster, it will help it to take forward. And India, of course, is looking at business models and technologies from whichever source that it can get. You would remember that when Prime Minister Modi traveled to the United States, 2023, he was invited by the former President Joe Biden. At that time also, there was discussion and agreements on manufacturing of semiconductors in India. And again, that was investment coming in from the United States and Indian investments. Similarly, India has been reaching out to all the leaders in this area of high technology, of artificial intelligence, of quantum computing, and all the other robotics, all the other new technologies, so that we can take advantage of all the innovations that are taking place in different areas. And that, of course, will be beneficial for the people of our two countries when we are collaborating with Finland, for India, for Finland, and of course, for the people at large, for the world at large. So I think it's a good model which India needs to look at and also embrace to the extent possible.
This is Mr. Stubbs' first visit to India as President of Finland, though he came here in 2013 as well in his capacity as Minister of State. In fact, he referred to this in his joint press statement earlier today. So let's first listen to what President Stubbs said.
My last visit to India was actually in 2013 in my capacity as Minister of Trade. And the change that I just see on the streets of New Delhi and that I will most probably see in Mumbai in a couple of days is palpable. This is an economic miracle that we're witnessing.
Mr. Sajjanha, President Stubb will be in Mumbai where he will meet the leading business leaders. So how important is this at a time when New Delhi is expanding its trade partnerships across the world? And we also heard him saying that this is an economic miracle we are witnessing in the context of India. So how do you see that statement as well?
So you raise two very important points in this. Number one is the way that the journey that India has traversed over the last 10, 11 years. As you said very rightly, the President Alexander Stubb was here in 2013 and he termed the transformation, the metamorphosis of India as an economic miracle. And it truly is, even if you look at the figures, what India used to be in 2013, 2014. India was the 10th, 11th largest economy in the world at that time. Today, it is the fourth largest economy, going to be the third largest economy. It is the fastest growing major economy in the world. And the last few monthly figures have been very impressive, 8.2%. Last 3 months, GDP growth, and before that, 7.8%. So it's very impressive growth, and it is reflected in the situation on the ground. And I think that is what Mr. Stubb was able to see, and he was able to comment upon. As far as trade relations are concerned, I think what India has been able to sign with the FTA, with the European Union on the 27th of January this year, I think that's a landmark agreement, and that is going to have a very far-reaching impact, not only for India, but also for European Union and all the constituent countries of the European Union, Finland being one of them.
Right.
Negotiation had been going on since 2007, and we were able to complete it in 2026, after about 18 years or so. And India has been diversifying as far as its trade relations are concerned. It has signed trade agreements with a large number of other countries. And this is what the future of the world really signifies, that countries need to have diversified relations with a whole host of other partners.
Calling Finland role model in the field of education, Prime Minister Modi today said that Finland is becoming a preferred destination for Indian students and talent. In fact, the two nations have signed a migration and mobility agreement to link the innovation ecosystem of the two countries. Let's listen to what the Prime Minister said.
Finland, Bharatiya students or talent ke liye ek preferred destination ban raha hai. Dono deshon ke innovation ecosystem ko jodne ke liye. आज हमने फिनलैंड के साथ एक व्यापक माइग्रेशन एंड मोबिलिटी एग्रीमेंट किया है। इसके साथ हम जॉइंट रिसर्च और स्टार्टअप सहयोग को भी और मजबूत करने जा रहे हैं। शिक्षा के क्षेत्र में फिनलैंड एक रोल मॉडल है। आज हमने टीचर ट्रेनिंग, स्कूल टू स्कूल पार्टनरशिप और फ्यूचर ऑफ एजुकेशन में रिसर्च सहयोग बढ़ाने पर भी सहमति बनाई है।
Mr. Sajjanha, how do you see this agreement from India's perspective and also from Finland's perspective?
As far as Finland is concerned, it is an aging society. Demographically, the age is increasing and the number of young people who are able to contribute to the economy, that is coming down. Their birth rate is falling. So they are looking for talent. They are looking for young people who can come and contribute to their economy. And in that context, the talent from India becomes very significant, becomes very important, because India has, as far as its youth is concerned, we have about 65% of our population below the age of 35 years. And in that context, our young people are very talented, highly skilled, highly trained. And wherever they go, they always observe the rules, regulations of those countries. And I think that is why the attractiveness of Indian talent, Indian students also for that matter, has been growing. And the signing of the migration and mobility agreement today between India and Finland would be a win-win proposition.
Mr. Ashok Sajjanha, thank you so much for joining us on Akashwani's Spotlight program and sharing your views on this topic.
Thank you.
Listeners, you can also listen to this program on our mobile app, News on AIR, and our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. Spotlight.